Ready to lose 40 plus pounds without giving up happy hours, weekend brunches, or date nights? Then it's time to uncover the hidden link between binge eating and toxic relationships and finally break free from both. Welcome to the Hungry for Love podcast with Jillian Scott. Y'all ready? Let's go. Hey, hey, welcome back. So today we are going to dive into a topic and I'm going to share my own personal experience and how I handle a binge now versus how I handled it in the past. And I think this is so good to recognize because the desire to binge, like that bingey feeling, that wanting to eat and self-soothe with food, has significantly decreased. It's no longer something I experience on a regular basis. And when I do experience it, it's like this soft whisper where it is so easy to say no. And so last night, I've had a really great week, feeling really productive, went out to dinner with some girlfriends last night, had a really wonderful time, got home, and I was listening to some music, and there were just some songs that triggered a little bit of sadness. And it wasn't sadness over losing a person. It was sadness over, it was like that grief and that loss of what I thought we had, that loss of getting my emotional needs met in a certain way. And so it's recognizing it's not about him. It's not about that person. It's about how I felt when I was with him. It's about this longing and desire to have a partner and a spouse in my life in a healthy way. And also recognizing that right now I'm in a space of learning how to meet my own emotional needs and not looking to meet those needs in a man and from a man. And so it would be really easy just to go out and start dating right now, just to go out and get a new boyfriend, just go out and start meeting those needs. And I would continue this codependent cycle of relying on him. And now he has to show up in a certain way so that I can feel good about me and I can feel the way that I want to feel. And that is a cycle that I am ready and actively working on breaking. And for many of you listening, that's also likely a cycle that you have to work on breaking. Because often when we are emotionally eating and binge eating, we have a codependent relationship with food, where food is meeting emotional needs for us. It's helping us to self-soothe. It's helping us to feel better, even if it's just in that moment, short term. It might also be helping us to escape the stress, escape the trauma, escape whatever it is that we're experiencing that we don't want to feel. And so this often stems from codependent relationships with other people. And it's a learned behavior. It's a learned pattern. It's what we grow up feeling and experiencing. And then often we recreate this in dating relationships, maybe even in marriage. And I was very codependent in past relationships. And I would say I have more of an anxious attachment style, although it can be both a combo anxious and avoidant, and really looking for love bombing to be real love. And so one of the patterns and one of the things that we have to understand is, okay, if you grew up like this, if you had a marriage, if you had a dysfunctional marriage where you were both codependent on one another and you both needed to be showing up in ways so that the other person could feel better, like that is something that needs to be broken from a relationship standpoint. But we also have to look at how we are turning to food to make us feel better. And so this is such a great example of, I have this desire and this longing for a person, for a man in my life, and just wanting it, learning to meet my own needs there. So I'm not getting these emotional needs met. I'm learning to meet them on my own with a person. So it makes a lot of sense that my brain is, okay, how else do we meet our emotional needs? With food, with alcohol, with social media, with sex, with spending, with all of these other ways. Like your brain is just trying to get that need met. And whether it's a quick hit of dopamine and what you make that mean, or if it's really often it's deeper, it's feeling loved, wanted, accepted, valued. It's feeling like you're enough. It's feeling like you are a priority. You are not a burden. It's these deeper core cravings. That's what we truly crave. It's what we truly desire. And we have to go through these moments where we're willing to feel the sadness and the heartache and the longing and the desire and potentially the rejection or whatever it is that we're feeling. We have to sit and allow ourselves to feel those emotions. And so last night, as that was coming up, I also noticed this desire to binge and the desire to eat the cookies that were in the refrigerator. And so my son and I had made cookies over the weekend. And so we made these delicious cookies with M&Ms, but we are not allowed to bring homemade items to school to pass out as treats. And so I was like, okay, that was kind of my plan, was to get them out of the house, or mostly out of the house. So now I have these two containers of cookies in the refrigerator. And what I wanted last night, as I was noticing and allowing the sadness and the longing coming up, there was also this, almost like this little whisper, this little desire of, you've got those cookies in the fridge. And there was that desire to go sit on the couch or take them to bed and go sit in the bed and listen to sad music and just eat all the cookies. Bring the entire container, eat all, you know, whatever 12, 13 were in there, just to go and just eat and eat to feel better and eat to self-soothe. But it would be such a momentary soothing. It would be such a momentary blip of pleasure, because on the back end of binging often comes shame and regret and self-loathing and frustration. And I don't want to say always, but nearly always, that's what happens. And so I noticed this little desire. It was like this little tingling. It wasn't super strong. It wasn't super big. It wasn't this intense urge and this intense desire. It was like the little whisper. And instead of taking the whole container and sitting on the couch or going to lay in bed like I wanted, like this urge was suggesting, I took out two cookies and I put them on a little napkin, and then I went and laid down in bed. And I think I was still listening to music at this point. And I got into bed, but I only had two cookies. And I only ended up eating one. I was listening to music and really thinking about what was happening, what was going on, and noticing like the sadness and the emotions. And can I just feel it? Can I feel this emotional vibration in my body? Can I just allow it to be here? There's no stress, no urgency. Can I listen to this music and listen to these songs that remind me of him? And trust, this is all working out for me. And this is okay. This is just a wave of grief. It's a wave of sadness. It's a wave of longing. And I can handle it. And I can be here for myself. And as I laid there listening to different music and sometimes singing along and sometimes crying, I also realized I don't need this second cookie. I don't even really want it. I'm okay without it. And so it just sat there on my nightstand. And this morning I went and took it back into the kitchen and I was like, okay, I can have this later today if I want it. Because on my plan is one dessert, one treat I can have every day. And so for me, one serving is two cookies. And I'm really proud of myself and I'm really proud of how I handled that. And noticing that the desire was not nearly as strong as it's been in the past. But it's also not a problem that there was still that subtle little desire. I didn't have to white knuckle. I didn't have to willpower. It wasn't this like I have to force myself. It wasn't this thing I had to fight. It wasn't a battle. It wasn't a game of tug of war. I wasn't debating in my head and going back and forth. It was a really soft, compassionate way of saying, I actually don't want this right now. And prior to that urge, prior to that desire, as I was coming home, I ended up going into my room and I was changing and putting on pajamas and continuing to listen to music and allowing myself to cry and not making myself wrong, not telling myself I should be over this by now, not telling myself I need to hurry up and get over it. No shame, no judgment of this is what I'm feeling now and it's okay. And I can start to tap into what am I feeling and understand why. And I also don't need to always know what's happening. It's okay just to sit here and to say, I just need to cry. I just need to allow these emotions to flow through me, whatever they are. I'm not afraid of them. And I know they're not going to last. And I know that when I give myself that space and that permission, especially at night, I feel so much better the next day. Not just because I didn't binge, but because I really allowed myself to feel the emotions, to feel the feelings, and to work through them. And it was more conviction that I still have more work to do. Like, it was more conviction of right now is not the time to be dating. It was more conviction and belief in what I teach people and how I help them handle cravings and handle desires and stop binging is spot on. I can help you stop binging in 6 months or less. This is possible for you. You can go from binging every single day to never again. The last binge I had, I want to say, was sometime like spring of 2020. I have not binged since. And that binge started as an overeat, and I was just really hungry, and I just kept eating, and I just ended up eating too much. It wasn't even emotionally driven. It was like, I'm really hungry right now. But I still remember it. That's the last time I remember binging, but it wasn't emotionally driven. It was just not giving myself that pause and eating an entire Chipotle burrito. It was just more food than what my stomach really needed. One of the things I've noticed and I've started to break down are these three archetypes of binge behavior. And there are three reasons as to why we start binging. And typically, we will continue binging for emotional reasons. There's an emotional driver that keeps us in the binge. But there are three core reasons. There's three archetypes as a binger why we are starting it. For me, last night, it was that emotional binge that was coming up. It was this emotion, and my brain associated food with feeling better. And I think so often, that's what we're looking for. It's, oh, annoyed at work? Don't worry about it. Just grab some chocolate. Just grab a couple pieces of candy. But a couple pieces turns into an entire bag of Hershey Kisses, an entire bag of Reese Cups. And then you wash it down with a soda and maybe some chips or pretzels because we need something salty to balance it out. What might start as this little, this will make me feel better. This will help me get on with my day. This will distract me from the emotions, turns into the binge. Or maybe you're feeling a little stressed, a little worn out, or it's just been a busy day and you're like, oh, I can finally unwind. Kids are in bed. I can pour that glass of wine. But one glass turns into an entire bottle. And you promised yourself you weren't going to do that. You promised we were just going to stop at one or two glasses. But you just kept pouring another glass. And the next morning, not only do you wake up feeling a little hungover and not so great, but you feel the shame and the regret and the frustration. And you think, okay, tonight, for real, I'm not going to drink, or I can't drink. But then once again, you're in this habit and these emotional drivers of wine helps me unwind. Wine helps me de-stress. Wine will make it better. And we get stuck in these patterns and stuck in these cycles where it seems harmless, right? Just one glass, just a couple pieces, but we keep binging often for emotional reasons. This is one of the core areas that I help clients, not just in weight loss, but understanding these deeper patterns around food and emotions and this emotional eating and binge eating habit that we have. And my goal is to speak openly about my experience with binging and how I've handled this, because we often feel so much shame around it. I'm going to go first and I'm going to start the conversation and I'm going to start talking about all of the shameful topics that we feel like we cannot talk about. And we just bottle it up inside. We keep trying to suppress it. We keep trying to throw it into this dumpster fire and pretend like it's not there. And it never goes away. The shame never goes away and the habit never changes. But I want to help you break free. And that's exactly what I'm going to do throughout this podcast, throughout the work with clients, but specifically in an upcoming free event. I am hosting a 3-day free coaching experience to help you break free from binge eating so that you can truly lose the weight for good and really love yourself and love this beautiful life that you've been given. It's called Hungry for Love Live. This is what we want, right? We are hungry. We are starved for love and affection and attention and praise. We are starved to feel good about ourselves. And so throughout these 3 days, I'm going to help you end the war with food so that you can trust yourself with food and alcohol again, so that you can stop restricting, know how to handle the cravings and that desire to binge, stop the shame spirals, so that you can really rebuild your self-confidence and change your patterns of belief around, I'm not good enough, I'm a burden, I'm too much. And like really learn, how do you love yourself now, even if you want to change your body? How do you love yourself now and all the way down the scale? And it starts by really understanding the message underneath the binge eating habit, your emotional eating habit, and how to release it. Letting go of willpower, letting go of, I just need to try harder, I just need to stick with this diet, and really learning from the binging. This is why I can feel that binging desire and in a very loving place say no to the binge, allow myself to have two cookies, and then very consciously only eat one. Not from restriction, not from punishment, not from anything else than self-love. And I know what you really need in this moment, Jillian, and it has fuck all to do with the cookies and everything to do with how you see yourself and surrendering these desires that you have. Desires for your life, desires for your son's life, desires for you. And I know you have this too. This moves me to tears because this is so much bigger than the food. It is so much bigger than the cookies. We are talking about such deep core wounds, core cravings that we haven't yet learned to meet in ourselves, that we keep trying to meet by changing our bodies, by changing who we're dating or who we're married to, but still looking for something or someone outside of ourselves to make us feel better, to make us finally love ourselves and who we are, to change these stories. And it feels so hard to think that we could just think something new because we haven't earned it. We haven't proven ourselves. We have to achieve it in some way. We have to do something different. And this is why it's learning how to decode the emotional eating and your binge eating habit. It's learning how to understand the real desires, the real core cravings, and how to meet that for yourself. And it's having so much peace and ease and confidence as you move forward and trusting that bingey feeling might come up. And you don't have to white knuckle. You don't have to willpower your way into saying no. You easily know how to handle this situation. And the only reason I can do this now, today, is because I've been practicing this. And because I started and I had the courage and the belief to decide at the end of 2019, going into early 2020, and decide I'm going to figure this out. Come hell or high water, I am done. I am not going to stay stuck. I seem to be missing something. I feel like I know what to do, but something is missing because I'm not doing it and I'm not getting the results that I want. And I keep emotionally eating, I keep overeating. And while I didn't really have any weight that I needed to lose, I was at such war with food. And it had gotten better over the prior 2 years, but I was still working on that psychological, emotional relationship with food. And so often, how we do one thing is how we do everything. And this codependence on food helped me to become more aware of my codependence on people and a dating app and attention from men meeting my emotional needs that I was not meeting for myself. It's real easy just to go to the fridge and meet your emotional needs there, to go to the pantry, to download a dating app, to get those needs met in this short-term quick fix hit of dopamine. But that's what you've been doing your entire life. That's what you've been doing for decades. And that's what we're going to break. It's time to break this cycle once and for all. This is the real magic. This is where the real power lies, is in understanding and decoding. And the way I'm going to help you and teach you this is by understanding these three binge archetypes, how they show up in your life, how they can be intertwined. And some days the binging might start in one area and other days it might start in a different one, how they're interconnected, interwoven together, because it's not just one. It's like they are braided. There are three strands and it is braided together. They are intertwined and interlinked. But the more that we can understand and identify what's the trigger, what has us starting, we know we continue because of this emotional need, emotional desires. And so the more that we can understand how it starts, the more we can break it, we can stop it. And the more we can get into this habit of recognizing when I'm in it and I see that I'm in this and I'm now in the emotional binging phase of I keep eating to soothe and to comfort, and it's being able to recognize it in that moment and to say, and now I'm done. Or three more bites and then I put this away. It takes practice and it takes time and it takes doing food and weight loss and our emotions. It takes doing all of this different than the diet industry wants you to believe, different than any other program, any other thing out there. This is what it's all about, is understanding this. And so this is a key aspect of what we're doing in this free training. So it's a 3-day free event. It starts March 31st, Monday evening, and we're going to run. It's going to be an evening workshop. It's going to be Monday through Wednesday. There's going to be teaching and coaching, and I'm going to do a bonus day on Thursday of just coaching. So that way we can look at, how does this show up in your life? How do you actually break free? How do you implement different changes? Because just having awareness and information is great and it's helpful. It's the first step. But now what do you do with it? How do you integrate it into your life? That's what we're going to be talking about. And you're going to get a taste of what it's like to be in this energy, to work with me, and to see how these pieces all play together. Because this is what it's all about. We have to be willing to let go of the shame, to let go of the judgment, and really take an honest look at ourselves and these habits and these patterns. And that can be really hard because we are so used to hiding in shame and self-loathing, not wanting to look at it, not wanting to look at the overeat, the binge, the emotional eating. Like, okay, well, that happened. Don't look at it. Don't make eye contact. Just going to try harder today. And we end up falling back into that restrict binge regret cycle of, I'm just going to try harder. I'm just going to restrict more. I'm just going to keep under eating and over exercising, thinking that's going to solve it, when that doesn't work. We both know it. And I know this can feel scary because you've likely tried a variety of things. You've tried lots of programs. You've tried lots of ways of losing weight, and you probably have lost weight on various plans, various programs. But the weight always came back. And so now it's time to truly break those cycles, to break those habits. And this is how we're going to do it. If you want to join me, it's completely free. It's a 3-day event plus one bonus day of like just full-on coaching implementation so that you can truly start to recognize and see things differently and get help in integrating and implementing this into your life in a way where it makes sense, in a way where it transforms the way that you see food, your body, yourself as a whole, and identify these deeper cravings, these deeper desires, because that's all any of us really want, is to feel good about ourselves and to not hate life, to not make life have to suck or be dreadful as we're trying to change a habit, as we're trying to achieve a result. That's one of the biggest misconceptions about weight loss and emotional eating and binge eating, is it's like, I don't get to enjoy my life while I'm losing weight, while I'm working on this aspect. Nobody wants that. That sounds dreadful. It was like me with dating, and my thought of not dating for 6 months to a year was like, that sounds terrible. What a sucky year that's going to be. And really, I know that it's all about making it fun and exciting, and it's having the willingness to face some of those hard emotions or what feels hard, and to know, like, I can handle it. I can handle feeling sad. I can handle feeling rejected. I can handle feeling disappointed. I can handle the grief and the loss. I can handle really big, heavy emotions. And I can handle the soft, little, subtle ones. And me learning to meet these emotional needs for myself is going to be the biggest gift I give myself. And it's not always going to feel amazing in the moment. and that's okay. And this came up on a podcast interview I did this week. It came up a little bit last night of this sucks, but it's not going to kill me. This hurts, and that's okay. I can handle this. And I am no longer the person who turns to food and turns to binging to self-soothe. It's really transforming that identity. And you have that same opportunity. You can transform your identity. And you can be the person who doesn't have these strong desires to binge, who feels a little subtle whisper, and you can lovingly, calmly, compassionately say, no, we're not going to take the whole container. No, we're not going to take the whole bag of chips, but you can have some, and I'll portion some out for you, and you can enjoy these and eat them. And you will get to the point where you recognize and you realize, this isn't what I need right now. I don't need to try to feel better here in this moment. I don't need to try to self-soothe right here with this food. And it becomes so easy to say no to the binge. It becomes so easy not to binge. When right now, it might feel like a real struggle. It might feel really hard. If you'd like to sign up for Hungry for Love Live, I would love to see you there. I am taking up to 20 people into this free coaching experience. If you want in, I'm going to put the link to register in the description. It's time to sign up. It's time to go. Let's do this. Let's change this habit once and for all and really create the life and body that you truly crave. Because this is possible for you. As somebody who used to binge every single day, the fact that I haven't binged in 5 years like blows my mind. And now looking forward and knowing how easily I can handle those little desires, I'm never going to binge again in my entire life. And there's so much peace and ease and freedom with that. And you can have that too. I hope to see you in Hungry for Love Live. The link to register, because you do need to register for this event, it's going to be in the description. So make sure you sign up and register for this because it is going to be so good. It blows your mind in all the best ways. I hope you'll have a fabulous week. Here's to creating the life, body, and relationships you crave.
If this episode resonated with you, it's time to break free from destructive cycles around food, alcohol, and toxic relationships. Your next step? Book your free Break the Cycle call, where you'll finally see why your binge eating and relationship patterns are so deeply connected and how to break free from both for good. You'll walk away with fierce clarity and a game plan to step into a life full of fun, adventure, and self-love. Grab your spot now at www.bodyyoucrave.com/BTC. It's time to break the cycle. I'll show you how.